Welcome to Senpai's Craft Beer Cast. I'm Rich, your host, and this episode is part two of hops. I'm not sure if this is going to be the last episode that I do on hops. It's basically eight more. But we're going to get through it and we'll see what the future holds. Before we get into the main topic and talk about hops, I do want to talk about Rocky Water Brew Fest. And this is a beer festival here in Melbourne, Florida. I don't think it's put on by Intracoastal Brewing Company, but it is. All of the breweries are coordinated by Intracoastal Brewing, and it's really cool, or at least I assume I've heard it's a pretty cool beer festival because it's all small craft breweries in Florida. So I will more than likely be going to that. I'm really hoping I will be. So hopefully if you're listening to this and you live in the area, we can meet up and hang out. There's not a whole lot of breweries that are going to be there, so I'm actually going to go through and maybe you'll see a brewery that you really like. This is a really good way for you guys to learn more about Florida breweries and maybe come and check them out as well. Aardwolf Brewing out of Jacksonville is going to be there. So is Accomplice Brewery and Cider Works out of West Palm Beach. Arcane Ale Works out of Largo, Florida. Awaken Kombucha. Is that a kombucha? The booch. Out of Vero Beach. Bangin' Banjo Brewing Company out of Pompano Beach. Beachfly Brewing Company out of Indian Harbor Beach. Black Cauldron out of Orlando. Boil Over Boys Brew Club out of Sebastian. Bowigans? I'm not 100% sure, sorry. Out of Castleberry. Bug Nutty Brewing out of Merritt Island. Cask and Larder out of Winter Park. Charlie and Jake's out of Melbourne. Cocoa Beach Brewing out of Cocoa Beach. Deviant Wolf out of Sanford. Devour out of Boynton Beach. Dirty Ore out of Cocoa Village. Hell and Blazes here in downtown Melbourne. Hidden Springs Ale Works out of Tampa. The Hourglass Brewery out of Longwood, Florida. Infinite Ale Works out of Ocala. Intracoastal, of course, out of O'Galley. Lost Shirt here in West Melbourne. Mash Monkeys in Sebastian. New Smyrna Beach Brewing Company out of, you guessed it, New Smyrna Beach. Orchid Island out of Vero Beach. Ormond Brewing out of Ormond Beach. I have no idea how to say this. Paradalia Brewing Company. If I go, I'm going to ask them how the hell to say that. Out of Sebastian. Playa Linda out of Titusville. Quarters in Melbourne. Red Buoy out of Sebastian. Saz out of Space Coast. Sailfish Brewing. Fort Pierce. Saltwater Brewing. Delray Beach. 610 Tampa. 1010 Orlando. Tomoka Brewery out of Port Orange. Walking Tree in Vero Beach. And Wops Hops in Sanford. So that's who is going to be there. Tickets are on sale now. They do tend to sell out, so if you are going to go ahead and pick those up. I will be picking mine up hopefully either, if not this month, then next month. But they are $35 plus $1.49. I guess it's some sort of fee for purchasing online. And that gets you access to, as many samples as you want. So go ahead. The website is rockywaterbrewfest.com. I'll link to it in the description here. And yeah, go check it out. Hopefully I'll see you there. Ow. That hurt. Alrighty, so now that we got that out of the way, you can find this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and wherever else podcasts are found. So please give me a listen and, tell your friends, tell your family. If they like beer, they may enjoy this. If they want to learn a little bit more about craft beer or the beer industry at all, hopefully I've helped you and you can let them know and I can help them as well. I am planning on starting a Patreon. Hopefully that'll be up by I'm not sure if it'll be up by the time you listen to this episode, but in the next couple of weeks, I'm hoping to have that going. And there is one definition that I wanted to get out of the way. I don't think I mentioned it in the last episode, and that is you'll be seeing the acronym IBUs. So what that stands for is International Bitterness Units, and basically all you need to know is that the higher the IBU number, the more bitter the beer will be, basically. So let's go ahead and get into our look at hops. There's only eight more. These are just the ones that I've noticed from my time brewing and everything right off the top of my head. I'm like, I've used that before or whatever. So the first one is the U.S. version of Magnum. It's almost indistinguishable from OG German Magnum, or original German Magnum. The two are interchangeable. German Magnum was released in 1980. I couldn't find a release date for the U.S. version of it. It is a bittering hop, alpha acid content of 10 to 14%, beta acid of 4.5 to 7%. It's described as having a clean bittering flavor and a light citrus flavor. It's good in strong ales, IPAs, and pale ales. Then we have the East Kent Golding. It is grown exclusively in Kent, England. Released as, and also known as, Canterbury Golding in 1790. It is an aroma hop. Alpha acid 5 to 6%, beta acid 2 to 3%, described as lavender, spice, honey, thyme, and it's earthy. It is good in pale ales, all English style ales, Belgian ales, and Christmas ales. Fuggle hops. Fuggle. I love that name. It originates in England and was first discovered in 1861. It is an aroma hop, alpha acid 2.4 to 6.1%, beta acid 2.1 to 2.8%. It is minty, floral, and earthy, and it is good in most English-style ales, stouts, ambers, and things like that. Next up, we have Willamette. It's either Willamette or Williamette. I'm not 100% sure. But it was released in 1971, and it's a pillar of the U.S. hops industry. It was bred to replace Fuggle and accounts for about 20% of all commercially grown hops in the United States. It is an aroma hop, alpha acid 4 to 6%, beta acid 3 to 4%. It is spicy, floral, and fruity, and it is versatile from pale ales to porters. Next up, we have another one that's kind of weird and hard to say, and that is Hallertau. It is spelled H-A-L-L-E-R-T-A-U. I could not find a release date for this one. It is an aroma hop. Alpha acid 3.5 to 5.5%. Beta acid is the same. It is floral with a delicate spice. It is good in lagers, box wheats, and Belgians. The Saz hop. No release date. It is an aroma hop. Alpha acid 3 to 4.5, beta acid the same. It is described as mild, earthy, spicy, and has an herb quality to it. It is good in lagers and pilsners. And then we have Galaxy hops, and Galaxy hops are actually pretty good. I just had a beer. It's an all Galaxy beer. I think it was made by Lord Hobo. I'm not 100% sure. I'll have to kind of go through and find out, and I'll mention it later, maybe. Anyway, release date was 2009. It is a dual-use hop, alpha acid 11 to 16%, beta acid 5 to 6.9%, described as citrusy peach with passion fruit. It is good in pale ales, IPAs, and ESBs. And last but not least, we have one of my favorite, all-time favorite hops. I absolutely love this hop. It is the Nelson Sauvin hop, and it was released in 2000. Well, yeah, just 2000. It is named for the Sauvignon Blanc grape because of its similar flavor and odor. Alpha acid 12 to 13%, beta acid 6 to 8%. It is a dual-use hop. It is described as having a smooth bittering quality to it. It is rich. You get a lot of fruity flavors out of it and aromas. And is also described as having a white wine or white grape kind of flavor to it. And it is good in pale ales and IPAs. So that's basically what I had, what I was going through, because I was looking at hopslist.com. A lot of really good information on that website. So I'd say definitely give it a if you want some more information on these hops. I just kind of pulled the most basic information that I could really find and what you'd probably really care about if you're looking, if you're getting into brewing or something like that. You'd probably want to know what this hop would taste like, as well as a couple of little technical details, but you don't need to know it, every fucking thing about the hop to use it, of course. But those are the ones that stuck out in my mind, the ones that I've actually, you know, immediately noticed. I know people use them. I've seen them used in beers almost constantly. Every time I go to the store, you usually see a beer brewed with one of these hops, especially the ones in the last episode. But yeah, that ends our talk on hops for now. There might be a couple of other... I might do another episode on them, but for now, we're going to let it go, and we might start talking about yeast here soon. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm going to start introducing a few things, but we'll get into that after the beer review, which we're going to do right now. So, as you might recall, my first episode, if you listen to it, I did a beer from this brewery. It's D9 Brewing, and I think I did their German chocolate cake. It was a coconut pecan porter. Was it a porter or a stout? God damn if I can remember. But it was really good. So I went over to the ABC store and found another one from D9. Wanted to give it a shot. It is called the Hakuna Matata Tropical IPA. And a little bit of background about the brewery. Well, I guess it wouldn't be really a lot of background. They're in based in Lake Norman, North Carolina. Let's get into the can. It's got kind of like a little tiki face thing. Some palm fronds. Says D9 Brewing Company, Tropical IPA. It's orange and black. Hakuna Matata. It has the Brewers Association Certified Independent Craft Label. 1 pint, 6.6% alcohol by volume. India Pale Ale. Test your taste. Brewed and packaged by District 9 Brewing, 11138C, Trey North Drive, Cornelius, North Carolina, 28031. Government warnings, d9brewing.com, UPC label, you can recycle this can. And this was, there is no, it doesn't look like there's a can date or anything on it. Well, there is, but it, kind of hard to make out, so I don't know. Anyway, looks like it's doesn't have a can date. It does have a Best Buy date on it. It looks like 12/07/2019. So we are way ahead of that. Most IPAs you do want to drink fresh anyway. So crack her open and give her a pour. Alright, so I poured it into a tulip glass that I got from Broken Barrel Tavern over here in Melbourne, or Palm Bay. It's an absolutely amazing barbecue joint. It has a lot of craft beers on tap and in bottles, so if you're ever in Palm Bay, go check it out. So, let's see, we have a white, about finger-wide white head on her. Nice orange-gold color, a bit of a haze to it, not a lot. Very pretty beer, like most beers. It's gorgeous. Leaves a little bit of lacing as the head goes down. So let's get a nose on her. It definitely has a tropical thing going to it, going for it. You get a lot of pineapple, maybe a little bit of like a mango. A little bit of a floral note as well. Very slight maltiness. Definitely sweet. Maybe a little bit of peach in there as well. Well, let's get a mouthfeel and a flavor. I'd say about a medium mouthfeel on it. Definitely feels like there's substance to it. That is not a bad beer at all. When you first take a sip of it, you get tropical fruit. You get a lot of pineapple. You get a lot of maybe like mango, guava. A little bit of a floral thing. Everything that was in the nose is in the flavor. It leaves a slight bitterness, a very smooth bitterness, but a bitterness nonetheless on the back of the tongue, but it is incredibly well balanced. I'd say if I had any sort of complaint about this beer, maybe want it to be just a very slightly, a little bit heavier. There's no real alcohol burn to speak of. You can tell, you can get a little bit of the alcohol there. When you breathe out, it gets a little hot, but it's really not that bad. I think that if it did have a little bit more body to it, you wouldn't be getting that little bit of an alcohol burn at all to it. Very solid brew. I'm going to be keeping an eye out for more of these D9 beers. I've had two from them so far. Both have been, solid. So I'd like to find some more, maybe talk about them a little bit, either on the podcast or just do a write-up on a couple of different beers on the website. But that's it for the beer review. So, like I said at the beginning of this, you can find me on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and wherever else podcasts are found. You can also find me on my website, which I haven't done too much with because I keep forgetting. I get home from work and I'm just too tired to do anything. But I have a few beer reviews that are about to go up on the website. You can listen to the podcast on there. You just have to click the episodes tab and it works. I've tested it. It works on both computers and mobile. So that's awesome. Doing something right with it. Hopefully you guys enjoy it as well. But go check me out there. Keep an eye out for my Patreon. I will, of course, be posting links to it whenever it is up, and I will mention it in the next episode or whatever episode comes after it is there. But that's really all we got today, so cheers.